this next woman. She is a travel expert, and she's going to yell at every single person listening right now. Amy Tara Koch is in studio. She had a piece in the Washington Post we're going to talk about in a second, but Sunday in the New York Times, you have an article coming out called Camp Getaways for the Whole Family. It's great to see you.
Hey, Pete.
Thanks for coming in so late, and you're wide awake. This is fantastic.
I'm awake for another 12 minutes.
Thank you. Tell us about Sunday's article, first of all.
Well, Sunday's article in the New York Times was really based on the fact that so many parents, they've bid goodbye to their kids, tears in their eyes. And they're not tears in their eyes because they're sad to see their kids go. They're tears in the eyes because they're nostalgic. And so many parents have had
Right.
Yeah, they loved camp. And they're like, Jesus Christ, I want to go to camp for 2 months also. And so this story was really about places, vacation spots that have family camp-like experiences for the whole family. Now, no adult can take 2 months off, but you could take 5 or 6 days off. And so these were a couple of retreats that give you 5 or 6 days, and you can do kayaking and hiking. And
now, when you say camping, am I laying on the ground and peeing in the woods? What's going on here? Am I sleeping in a sleeping bag in a tent?
You can always pee in the woods, dude. I know that's your comfort zone. But in my story, it's really about cabins. So when you're going as a kid to you're in a log cabin. My husband's camp actually had a bathroom that was outside of the building.
Okay.
They called it Egypt, but most of them have bathrooms in. And these places, they range from bare bones places, which were, it's called Club Getaway in Kent, Connecticut, to Camp Watauga, which is in Wisconsin, right, very close to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really affordable, and they've got the lake, and they've got all of these wonderful experiences like archery, and some of them have the campfire where you can make your own food, and other places you have to eat what they're preparing. But it was a real range of places like that.
Right. My son goes to camp in Wisconsin for a week or 2 weeks this year, and the bathroom is outside the cabin.
Yeah,
so if
exactly.
you have to go during the night, you have to wake up and take a flashlight.
Yeah.
Which they all enjoy. It's not a big deal to them.
I think they all lie and say they go to the bathroom, but they're really going outside the
cabin. They're just going right in the
whatever.
Woods. That's the great thing about being a guide. The outdoors is one big bathroom.
It is.
You talk about going to these camps, and as adults, you're nostalgic, but we never, ever, now that we have smartphones, we never get away from work, ever.
Well, see, that's a great point, and that's a big part of it. And a lot of parents pine for that time of, you know what, I want to cut everything off and be in the moment and just be in nature and be involved with my archery and my horseback riding and my kid. So a lot of the places even have no cell service.
Oh, really?
And it's just a pleasure. And some of them even have camp etiquette where you just can't have the phone, you can't speak on the phone. And so it's a place to really decompress and get back to basics. And that's what's so joyful about it. You know, kids don't have to have all the fun. And so that's what these places all around the country are kind of representing.
Amy Tara Koch in studio with us. Do you have a website? I know I follow you on Instagram. I love your Instagram. And I talk about it every time you come in because everything is so artsy. And you travel the world because of your job, which I love. It's like I'm jealous of Amy. There she is in Paris.
Well, this summer you're going to be very jealous because my brother just moved to Prague. So we're going to Prague, Vienna.
Are you going to go back for the hockey game? The Blackhawks are playing there.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, in the fall.
Oh, well, then I'll have to,
yes,
of course.
Yes, absolutely you're going to have to.
I'll have to forge a relationship with the Four Seasons Prague.
So is the best place to follow you on Instagram?
You could do Instagram, which is at Amy Tara Koch, or my website is amytarakoch.com, or Twitter is at Amy Tara Koch.
Okay, tell me about this campground in Wisconsin, because we're always looking for a quick trip to Wisconsin.
So it's a Chicago couple who are like the super cool artsy couple, and this is their kind of side hustle, and they bought this camp that was an old mobster retreat in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and they bought it, and it's a husband and wife, and the husband went there many, many years ago, and they sort of rescued it, and they went and bought all these old cabins. They revived what was there, and the wife is really a flea market aficionado. So
she's got the
Pendleton blankets, and she's got like the old wooden reclaimed siding, and just all of the little accents that make it super authentic. And what I love about them is they don't say, we're trying trying to look old. In their brochure, they say, we are old. We don't have AC. We're very bare bones. And all of the cots are creaking. But guess what? Once the kids go to bed, there's an airstream and the parents kick back and have beers.
Right.
And during the day, they're doing like cornhole and archery. I mean, it's like
and
nonstop
fishing and hiking.
Fishing and hiking.
Just getting away.
It's just very 1950s nostalgic Americana, and that's the beauty of it. They're not trying to be fancy. It's just old-fashioned fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I told you this. My wife is from Wisconsin, and we go up to Minocqua every single
year.
That's
where my husband went to camp.
I love it.
Camp Cahuaga.
I love it, and I love getting away. And you're right. It's sketchy cell service up there, and it's not a problem. I just put the cell phone away, and, you know, you go to Friday night fish fries, you go fishing, and life slows down.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of cheese curds, too.
Cheese
man,
curds.
You're going to be clogged up for weeks.
And what's the fish?
The lutefisk
that I'm
smells?
No, I'm trying to remember that kind of fish that I've always had there. It's like the fried, the white fish. Is it like pike
the
or
walleye?
Something? Walleye.
Walleye. It's so good.
Yes.
By the way, if you fry anything in oil, it's going to taste great. Oil and butter.
And breading.
Right.
Anything with breading. Anything with the semblance of a crouton is delightful.
Right. Of course it is.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful. Now, are there any other camps? I know there was a few. There was one in Connecticut on the East Coast. Anything nearby that you can drive to? Or
not really. I mean, the other one that I wrote about was in North Carolina, and it's the... I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly, but it's the Natalana Outdoor Center, and it's all about kayaking. Very inexpensive.
Oh, wow. I love that.
I mean, you can stay. They've got housing that's hostel-like housing right on the Appalachian Trail that's $40 a night, and then they've got private cabins for $200 a night. So that was one that was really, really cool. And then the other place I wrote about was called Mountain Lake Lodge, and Dirty Dancing was filmed there. All the gazebo scenes. It's
really?
In Virginia.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. And they've got the old-fashioned cabins, and they've got the gazebo, and literally they have all the retro lawn games, but now they've added 3D archery tag for, like, your son's age.
Oh, wow.
And they've got an escape room also. So it's perfect, and it's not super expensive. I mean, there is a lot of the prices range from, like, $200 to maybe $400, and I think it's an all-inclusive, but I'm not positive.
Have you seen these vacations, how they've changed over the years? Everybody, you know, 5-10 years ago, everybody needed to get to Paris or London or get overseas, and now it's camping and nostalgic and just driving somewhere, driving trips from Chicago.
I think it has to do with the Subaru ads.
Well,
but I'm not sure. No,
right.
it's really, you know, it's ironic because it's kind of counterintuitive in what's happening in politics in some way, but it's embracing Americana. And I'm seeing, like, the lodges in Montana, Wyoming. Actually, that's where I'm headed this summer. Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado. People want to go to dude ranches. People want to do camping. People really want simplicity.
Right.
And I think that life has gotten so complicated and there's so much information flooding all the time that it's about going back to just what's easy and simple. What is that? It's nature. It's easy food that's not so fancy, not having to make a reservation, waking up and not having a ton of noise, and just having it be easy and not having to make decisions.
My buddy Rich works for a major airline, and his wife scheduled a dude ranch trip last summer, and he went kicking and screaming. He knew he was going to hate it, and he got there, and he absolutely loved it.
Where was it? Do you know?
I want to say Montana, but I'm not quite sure.
There are lots in Montana.
Yeah.
I went with my husband in Montana, and I loved it.
Well, he said to me, he goes, I can't believe we're going to Montana on vacation. What am I going to do in Montana? And you get there and you're riding horses and you're taking care of the dude ranch and you're learning how
it's
to throw
God's
a rope.
Country.
Right.
Yeah. And then you've got also, it's you at night, the sun sets, you've got the alpenglow, you have an inky black sky and a kaleidoscope of stars. I mean, nothing. It's just so poetic. You can't help not love it. And then, of course, you can have like 5 glasses of wine and that makes it better.
But for a person that lives in the city, in the city life, how long does it take you to get to that point where you can relax?
A day.
That's it?
Yeah. And I love Montana, Wyoming. My husband and I are going to Wyoming this summer, and I'm going to Utah in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it takes me a day.
One day.
I'm super
relaxed. The normal person, a day or two? Because when I go to Wisconsin or another sleepy state, you know, it's Chicago. We want everything right away. We want our food right away. Right. We want to pay right away. You got to learn to just slow down.
And it takes me a day to just put my phone away.
Okay.
And then I'm just, you know what? I want to go hiking right. and I want to live in the moment because that's what's really
Sit
lost
on a
these
boat,
days.
Have
Living
a beer.
In the moment. Yeah.
Right. God, you're right.
Can you get us some beer right now?
It's Thursday night. I'll fall
night.
Right to sleep. Amy Terracaccia in studio with us. I'm going to take a break and we're going to talk about the Washington Post article that I sent to my wife and I told her to read it three times because this is the greatest article ever. I loved it. Okay. Amy Terracaccia in studio at 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Amy Terracaccia in studio with us. She is a travel expert. She had an article in the Washington Post. Do you want to tell everybody what it was about?
Well, I am committed to the carry-on. After
yes,
years
you are.
Of traveling.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have my daughter actually sitting right here, and she can attest to the fact we
Who
have...
Who is staying up late tonight, Brett.
Tonight.
Uh-huh.
I have had so many situations in my professional life as a travel writer and my personal life where I have, of course, wanted to bring that large jumbo suitcase and bring my spike heels and the
yep.
tank top and the wrap dress.
Just in case
because
clothes.
Because maybe I'll
Just
invite,
in case.
I might be invited to mm-hmm. a restaurant opening
right.
in Porto, Portugal. Like, who knows? But actually, then the suitcase gets lost because I had to change planes in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I spend 5 days trying to track down the suitcase. So long and short of it is I've decided only to bring carry-on. And so the story in the Washington Post was my tips and tricks on how designed for women, how to bring a carry-on suitcase for a week to 2 week vacation. And that is it.
My wife wouldn't read it because I said it's a week to 2 weeks. And she's like, there's no way I can do a carry-on.
Oh.
There is absolutely no
well,
way.
Here's the thing. So the trips that I've taken with my family, we've done a month trip. We've been very, very lucky because it's all been kind of linked to my job. A month for the past 10 years.
Wow.
And we have gone from like Iceland to Morocco. We've done Japan for a whole month. We have moved... I mean,
and again, this is for your job. This is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
And so why not bring the family along?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just so wonderful to teach that to your kids and give your kids that experience. And
of
I'm
course.
Writing about most of these places. And here's what I learned. All you need is a really tightly edited carry-on suitcase. But what I do is smart. I bring a 22-inch, and then I've got a small duffel that I plop on top, and I don't bring a purse. Because when you're on a plane, you can have two personal items, and the purse is a total waste of space.
Right.
So for a woman, you've got a slightly larger tote that sits right on top of that carry-on, and then you wedge your purse in there somewhere. And if you're like me, I'm going on, once I do the plane, then I'm going on trains, boats, and cars. And let's see you try to hoist a 32-inch jumbo suitcase on a European train. Good luck. Everyone will be spitting at you.
Well, it just drives me crazy because my wife is an overpacker.
Yeah.
We'll go to her sister's cabin in Managua.
Yeah.
And she'll bring a huge suitcase. I'm like, Sarah, first of all, your sister Anne has a washer and dryer. So you can rewash clothes. And secondly, you're going to wear your swimsuit all day long.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be on the boat. We're going to be fishing. We're going to be water skiing. Yes.
Well,
so I don't get it.
Sarah needs to axe out. Sarah, are you listening? You've got to axe out the what-if scenario. The whole trick to the carry-on is you have to start packing a week in advance. You have to put the carry-on suitcase out. And so visually, you see 22 inches, not 32 inches. When you see 32 inches, you're
so you're tricking yourself in
yes!
your mind,
if you
first of all.
32 inches, it's like, oh, toss in the spike heels.
Right, of
toss
course.
Toss in the tube top.
Okay.
And you know what? Let's take 42 bangles, because why not?
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the truth. When you see the 22 inches, you know you've got to be really tightly edited. But my other secret is I bring packing cubes. So I brought them one time to show you.
You talk about these all the time.
I love
yes.
them. But now they have even better ones because they're thinner and they're nylon and they zip up. And so what you do is you place all your t-shirts in one. You place all your dresses in another, all your underwear and socks in another. And then you press out all the air and then you put them into the suitcase and that's how much you pack. But you pack for 5 days, not for 2 weeks.
Right.
Because then either you have laundry, like your sister-in-law has laundry,
yep.
or you find a laundromat or a dry cleaner and you ask the dry cleaner to do your laundry, you'll pay them.
Well, people are saying, okay, what if I have a suit that I can't compress? What am I going to have to do?
You can compress a suit. You just have it pressed when you get there.
You get it pressed when you get there.
Yeah, you pack it in tissue. You pack a suit. I've done it for my husband. You pack it in tissue. It will get a little bit wrinkled. And then you have it steamed by a hotel, or you iron it when you get there.
I agree 100%.
What are you going to do? Lay the whole thing out? Bring a 72-inch suitcase?
Hey, I'm on your side here. Everybody should have a carry-on. I agree with
you. All right, and here's the other trick. Women bring a full-size shampoo, a full-size foundation, a full-size makeup. You only bring sample size everything. You have travel size everything. And what I do is I go to department stores and I smile sweetly and say, oh, I have a very large La Mer cream. Can you just give me a sample size for when I'm traveling? I don't really have a large La Mer cream because that's $500.
Really?
For like
I don't even know what that
thing.
Is, but
it's
I like your
expensive.
Style.
But when you go to Nordstrom or Bloomingdale's, you just go up and smile sweetly and ask for samples.
Okay.
And then those are single servings, so you can toss them after you use them. So I get shampoo, I get cream, I get perfume. I mean, you do that all the time, too.
How long has it taken you to figure this out? Because you've been doing this. You've been a travel expert forever. How long did it take you to finally say, I'm only going to do carry-on?
You know what? It's a great question, because I can tell you exactly when it was. It was the year, it was 4-5 years ago, when I was going on a river cruise for the New York Times, and I decided to stop in Paris after, because the Ritz was reopening, and I went to go see some friends. So I was thinking, I need a linen jacket, and I need heels, and I need this, and I need that. So I was flying Iberia. I had to switch in Spain, get to Provence. My flight got canceled. Here's the other thing. If you check a suitcase and your flight gets canceled, you're stuck. You have to wait until they rebook you. If you have carry-on, you can go on to the next available flight. So I waited at O'Hare for 7 hours.
Oh.
They rebooked me, and they still lost my suitcase.
Oh.
So I get to Lyon, France, with no clothing, on a cruise.
Isn't that every woman's dream? So you can buy clothes in Paris.
No, I wasn't in Paris. Oh. I was in, it was in Provence. I had to go to Zara.
I don't even know
Provence.
Where that is, but it sounds pretty ritzy to me.
I was in the south of France. I was like, how do you say underwear? Le vêtement
intérieur. So you're trying to buy underwear at 11 o'clock at night.
I'm like, I need undies. I need a few things.
Uh-huh.
They got me the suitcase 5 days later. And it was a very fancy river cruise. And I had to keep calling Air France and Iberia. It was really annoying. And at that point, I decided, you know what? I would rather have fewer things, very well edited. I have the black dress that looks great. I wear it 5 times in a row with 4 different necklaces.
Right.
Fine.
So you got to rotate in and out, especially for guys. If they have a nice pair of jeans or a dark pair of pants, you can rotate the shirts. It's not a big deal.
You got a couple like pinstripe shirts. You've got some golf shirts.
Yep.
You've got your jeans. You've got a nice belt.
Easy.
If you look crisp and put together, who cares if you're wearing the same thing? You need the ease. And you know what else? When Sarah has to pack up that bag, if she were like, let's say she's not in Wisconsin, she's in Europe. How much time do you need to pack up that bag? It's a total time suck.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Can you call her tomorrow and just talk her through it?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I actually have an extra bag I can lend her. Someone just sent me a new one.
Really?
Yeah, I have so many of them.
Bags don't last like they used to. First of all, bags are much lighter nowadays.
Well, I like the Briggs & Riley bag, and I got some flack in the Washington Post because the bag is a little bit expensive. It's like $500.
$500?
But here's the thing. There's a lifetime warranty. I've had it for 6 years, and I send it back when there's any little problem. They clean it. They fix the wheels. And I travel, this year I was in Chile, the Dolomites, France, Spain.
I've been to Vegas twice. I bought a Samsonite from Marshalls for $79.99. It's perfect.
See, but that's the thing. People mocked me because it was expensive, but it's really super durable.
But this is your job. If it was my job, I'd buy an expensive suitcase.
Right.
If I'm just going to Vegas for a weekend with buddies, I'm going to go to Marshalls.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's my deal.
Exactly. Exactly. So the other tips I would say is just streamlining. And for women, keep the wardrobe very neutral. If you keep it black, white, and grays, it's easy to mix and match. So make sure that everything can be worn with different things.
Yep.
Add a few necklaces and only 3 pairs of shoes. That is the problem with most women's. You bring sneakers, a pair of sandals, and 1 pair that can be like dressed up and dressed down. No heels.
Wow.
No heels.
I feel like you were yelling at me, but I'm on your side. Everybody should carry on.
I'm not yelling at you.
Amy Tara Koch, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. And Brett, thank you for coming in so late. How old's Brett now? 13?
Brett's 13.
You're going to be in 8th grade. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Today was your last day of school?
Yes.
Okay, so you can stay up late. Good for you.
Brett went to Japan for a month with a carry-on.
Wow. I just want to have Japanese food. And you've been to Japan.
And we did. We just kept buying more underwear.
Amy Terracotch, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Good night.
It's 720 WGN.